Today's Feast of Corpus Christi is one of my favorite feast days of the year because it highlights the Eucharist. Corpus Christi is the Latin phrase meaning the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, it's an important feast day for all of us because it's the Eucharist that nourishes us and strengthens us in the faith. Our readings today reveal first what the Eucharist truly is. You know, John chapter 6 has Christ's most clear teaching on the Eucharist. And he says, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." So he's very clear about the reality of the Eucharist. He doesn't leave much room for doubt. And he talks about why the Eucharist is important. In verse 53, he says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." And so the Eucharist is what gives us eternal life. I want to focus today on one of the effects of receiving the Eucharist. There are many effects, you know, but how does it help us? What does it bring about within us? And I want to zero in on the word communion. And this is actually from the Greek word koinonia, which St. Paul uses in the second reading. It's translated in the readings as participation, but you could translate it as communion as well. And that's where we get the word communion. And so that's one of the effects of the Eucharist, is to bring about a deep and profound union, first between us and God. To receive communion, and for there to be authentic communion, first our wills have to be aligned with the will of God. And we need to be in a state of grace. And so we receive sanctifying grace in the sacrament of baptism. So first it's necessary for us to be baptized, to be living in a state of grace. Because if we're not doing that, then we're not going to have authentic communion. We have to persevere in a state of grace if we've committed any mortal sins. A mortal sin would turn our will away from the will of God, and it would put us in opposition to God. And so it'd be necessary for us to go to the sacrament of confession and be reconciled so that our will is united to the will of God. But if we're in a state of grace, and if we're open and receptive to the grace of the Eucharist, it can bring about a deep and a profound union between us and God. Christ says in the Gospel, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." And so when we receive the Eucharist, Jesus Christ, God himself, remains in us, and he draws us into himself. We will probably only grasp a small portion of the reality of what happens in the Eucharist because our intellects are darkened. We don't see the full effect of what happens. But it's important for us to recognize and to call to mind when we come up to receive the Eucharist that God, Jesus Christ, is going to be dwelling within us, and that this brings about a deep and profound union between us and God. And while we may not fully grasp what's happening, Jesus Christ does, because he knows all things. And he desires and thirsts for those moments of communion with us. He wants a relationship with each of us that's deep and profound. And that's why he comes to us in the Eucharist, because he wants to dwell with us. And those opportunities that he has for us to receive the Eucharist worthily, he desires those greatly. And if we have the opportunity to go to Eucharistic adoration, he wants us to be in his presence so that he can pour graces down upon us. And he's pleased to unite himself to us when we prepare a fitting home for him in our souls. And so the first effect of the Eucharist is that it brings about a deep and a profound communion, a union between us and God. In the second reading, St. Paul talks about a second effect of communion. He says, "We, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." And so communion not only brings about a union between us and God, but it brings about a union with each other. And so if I receive the Eucharist worthily in a state of grace, and I'm incorporated into the body of Jesus Christ, if I've received the Eucharist and received Jesus Christ within me, and if you've received the Eucharist and you're incorporated into the mystical body of Jesus Christ, that means that you and I are now part of the same body. And so our fellow parishioners and other members of the church. We don't come here simply to pray together. We do that, and that helps to unite us. And we don't simply hold the same beliefs. We certainly have the same creed. We profess the same beliefs, and that does unite us. But on an even deeper level, through the sacrament of the Eucharist, we are actually members of the same body, which means our relationship with each other and our fellow parishioners, even if it's someone we don't even know their name, but our relationship with them is deeper than a family bond, because through the Eucharist, we are actually incorporated into the same mystical body of Jesus Christ. And so that should transform the way that we view fellow members of the church. When we see someone, this, even if they're a stranger, even if we don't know their name, if we know that they're members of the church and have received the Eucharist, then we are members of the same body. St. John Chrysostom was a great saint, one of the early bishops in the church, a very famous preacher. And he used the analogy of wheat. Like, we're all tiny bits of wheat. And I want you to read a quote from him. "For as bread is completely one, though made up of many grains of wheat, and these, albeit unseen, remain nonetheless present, in such a way that their difference is not apparent, since they have been made a perfect whole, so too are we mutually joined to one another and together united with Christ." So what he's saying is you have all these little grains of wheat and you bake them and they become a single loaf of bread. And in one respect, those grains of wheat are still there, but in another respect, you see the whole. It's one loaf. When we receive the Eucharist, we are each individual members of Jesus Christ, but we become one body, united together. This is the deepest and most profound communion that is possible in this world between us as human beings. So I think this is a powerful meditation to think about communion and the union that's brought about when we receive the Eucharist between us and Jesus Christ and with other members of the mystical body. And I think it's a particularly important meditation because we're facing a time of great division. Within our country, people are attacking each other. We have protests far and wide. Many of them are peaceful. Some of them have become violent. You know, people often can't speak and express themselves without being labeled as bigots or xenophobic or hate speech, you know, especially on social media and even in mainstream media. You know, the truth doesn't seem to matter. People just want to attack each other in a very vicious fashion. The Eucharist and the Catholic Church are God's instrument to bring authentic peace and communion to the human race. And so people often will present religion in a negative view, saying religion brings about division. You know, don't talk about religion. It divides people. We don't talk about religion here. But religion is not a source of division. It's God's instrument of unity to bring the human race together. Error causes division. Error can divide us. And if people cling to error, then that can certainly cause division. But error can be a part of false religion, but true religion is based upon truth. And the fullness of truth is in the Catholic Church. And so religion is God's instrument to bring about unity. And authentic religion brings communion. You know, true unity does not come about through simple coexistence. You know, we can't simply try to just coexist and say, hey, let's find a way in society that even though we all have radically different views, let's find a way to just keep each other from killing each other. You know, let's just find a point where we're not killing each other and we'll call that good. You know, that's not authentic unity. Authentic unity has to be deeper than that. And it comes about through communion in its most full sense in the mystical body of Christ. And so we thank God for the gift of the Eucharist as we yearn for deeper communion with Jesus Christ and open ourselves to receive those graces. And we yearn for a deeper communion within the human race, that more people can come to communion through the Eucharist and that the mystical body of Christ may grow, because that is the authentic source of peace and the deepest unity of the human race.